You're pretty good at spotting scams, right? What would you think about two Florida doctors meeting patients in the Caribbean for prostate cancer treatment that's not been approved in the United States? Scam alerts? Well, not quite. Health News Florida special correspondent Carol Gentry explains that the Food and Drug Administration has now lifted its ban on the procedure.
12 years ago, right after getting a diagnosis of prostate cancer, Carl Sola of Homestead flew with his wife to the Dominican Republic for a treatment he couldn't get in the United States. Sola says he was willing to be a guinea pig on a new treatment because surgery had left one of his relatives in diapers. He says the new procedure was simple and painless.
Put my pants on, proceeded to the limo, went back to the hotel, went out to dinner that night, and flew home Sunday. Monday morning, I was up and on the road.
The procedure is called focused ultrasound, or HIFU. It focuses sound waves on the tumor. They burn up the cancer cells without hurting other tissue. The urologist who performed Sola's HIFU was George Suarez from Miami. He treated Sola and more than 2,000 other patients offshore in the past 13 years. Now Suarez can perform HIFU at Miami Sunset Surgery Center. In October, the Food and Drug Administration approved his equipment for use on the prostate.
With ionizing radiation, we can treat cancer and we cannot treat the non-cancerous tissue.
Before now, the options open to prostate cancer patients in this country, the ones who need treatment, not just observation, were essentially surgery or radiation. Even with recent improvements, like robotics, both carry significant risk to a man's bladder control and sexual function. Dr. Suarez says HIFU accomplishes the same results, curing cancer without the downside risk.
It's a game changer. Men are seeking this.
Suarez and a couple of Sarasota urologists with lots of HIFU experience overseas now are in high demand. Insurers, though, are slow to cover HIFU treatment, meaning patients pay $20,000 or more. Suarez's equipment contains magnetic resonance imaging, MRI software, that can fuse with ultrasound to pin down the tumor's location.
It's a roadmap. It's a GPS-guided precision treatment.
Sarasota urologist Stephen Ciotti has performed HIFU about 1,000 times in other countries. He and an associate train qualified urologists in both the HIFU treatment and the high-tech diagnostics.
We can hurt people just as well with the thermal energy as we can with any scalpel. So training becomes critical.
Ciotti worries that some doctors will steer good HIFU candidates to older, riskier treatments because that's what they know how to do. Another worry, he says, is they'll embark on HIFU without enough training and experience. Ciotti says prostate cancer patients have to walk through a field of landmines.
This is the confusing thing about prostate cancer, is the same patient, depending on who they see and who they talk to, may end up being treated in really, really different ways.
Dr. Deepan Parekh, chairman of University of Miami's urology department, began doing focused ultrasound in January after training in Germany. Parekh says that while European data show outstanding results, it's too soon to call HIFU revolutionary.
Just because something worked in Europe does not necessarily mean that it'll work to the same extent in the U.S.
He says he's taking it slow, using it only on small tumors for now.
I think we still have to wait till the data comes out from this country.
Sola, the patient Suarez treated 12 years ago, will be 70 in May and is still cancer-free. He said he's still working, and so are all his parts. Sola talks with a lot of prostate cancer patients. He knows what their most pressing questions will be and supplies the answers even before they ask.
You will not wet in your pants. You will have an erection. And you can still have an orgasm.
Sola says he's glad men no longer have to leave the country to get HIFU. If he hadn't had that option, he says, he probably would have had no treatment at all. For Health News Florida, this is Carol Gentry in St. Petersburg.